Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, September 2nd. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. The Trump family gained as much as $5 billion in paper wealth yesterday after its flagship crypto venture opened trading on a new digital currency. The WLFI can now be bought and sold on the open market like a listed company's shares. Beforehand, people who had privately bought WLFI from the Trump venture, World Liberty Financial, hadn't been able to exchange their tokens. The Trump family holds just under a quarter of all WLFI tokens in existence, and critics of World Liberty say it's a potential vehicle to influence the Trump family. The White House press secretary said, quote, "Neither the president nor his family have ever engaged or will ever engage in conflicts of interest." Trading in WLFI exploded early Monday, with about $1 billion in the tokens changing hands within an hour, according to data site CoinMarketCap. Klarna is looking to raise as much as $1.46 billion today as it launches its long-awaited initial public offering. The buy now, pay later lender expects shares to be priced between $35 and $37 each. The company would have a market value of around $14 billion at the top end of the pricing range. The announcement comes just months after Klarna backed out of its IPO plan. The company's been making a push to become a fully-fledged bank, recently launching products such as a U.S. debit card in partnership with Visa. And Amazon plans to invest about $4.4 billion in the construction and operation of data centers in New Zealand. The move is in support of launching a new cloud services region in the country. The company said Amazon Web Services will hire and develop local personnel to operate and support the new cloud region. It also said it has plans for three more AWS regions in Chile, Saudi Arabia, and the AWS European Sovereign Cloud. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.